We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Yes, indeed it is. How's everybody doing today? I'll tell you, it's a nice day out. It was really pretty this morning. Me and the pup went out front, and my goodness, 66 degrees, light breeze. Now the skies are clearing up even more than they were then. And, do your yard work. If you like me, you did it yesterday and it was still too wet. Program's going to be fun today. It's always fun for me. I hope it's as much fun for you. And don't forget, if you enjoy The Good Life, you can learn a lot at goodlifeguy.com. You can see what we've covered in the past and what's coming in the future. You can find out about my virtual wine tastings every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. I'll tell you about that later. This gal that's going to join us here in a minute, Samantha Falk, is part of a very interesting company. Several weeks ago, I got a press release about all the money they were giving to save the turtles, and that got my interest going because I'm born and raised in the very far tip of South Florida. And then I got some product, and oh my goodness. It's called Nature's Path. There's a couple different iterations. It's a family-run business that has been in the organic food business for quite some time now, and Samantha's nice enough to join us. She's a director of communications at this cool breakfast and snack food company. She's a journalist, a senior broadcaster, and she's nice enough to let us interrupt her Saturday. Samantha, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Guy.
Well, first, I must tell you, I rationed out the Sunrise Crunchy Maple, and I found a great way to stretch it. I would fix a packet of the organic oatmeal and put like 2 tablespoons full of cereal in it for a sweetener. And this was a great way to extend both. It really worked out good. Filling and great fun. Tell us about the company. Take us back to the beginning. Tell us about the family and how things have matured here into today's environment.
Sure. So Nature's Path started 35 years ago. We're celebrating our 35th anniversary this year. And it was started by Aaron and Ratna Stevens. And they're a very interesting, amazing, dynamic, fantastic couple. I can't say enough wonderful things about them. But they really started this company with the idea of always being connected to your purpose and your mission values as a company, which is to always be organic, non-GMO, trying to make the earth a better place, literally and figuratively. And they started very small 35 years ago, and it's really grown over the 35 years. We have about 185 products. We're in 50 countries around the world. We have hundreds of employees, and it's quite an amazing success story. What else do you want to talk about the company?
Yeah.
I love talking about the company.
Well, I think, one, it's just so great that it's still a family-owned and operated company, and it's expanded a lot. And let's face it, 20 years ago, the thought of organic stuff, it was out there, wasn't as prevalent, it wasn't as popular, and it seems to be growing even more popular today, especially with everything else that's going on around us. How did you come to work at the company? I didn't really let you talk about you first.
Oh, I don't have to talk about me. I'm fairly new to the company. I only started about 2.5 months ago, but I am a very longtime fan. So the company started where I live in Vancouver, British Columbia. And so it's definitely a local success story, but it's spread its tentacles out around the world now. And so I've been a huge fan of the products. I mean, you were kind of waxing poetic about some of our products at the beginning, and they really are exceptionally tasty, and it's hard to pick a favorite. But so I've been a longtime fan of the products, and when this job opportunity came up, it just seemed too good to be true. I'm so thrilled to be now part of the company.
That's got to be great fun. Let's talk about some of the products, but let's talk about, you said it originated in Vancouver, but if I remember right, what, there's a facility in Wisconsin and Washington State?
That's right, yeah. So we have three facilities, one here in British Columbia, and then one in Blaine, Washington, one in Sussex, Wisconsin, yes.
And is it a difficult chore to produce as much high-quality products as Nature's Path does to source the ingredients that go into these products?
You know, I wouldn't say it's a difficult chore, but it's something we're exceptionally committed to. We have long established relationships with our supply chain providers. We're really lucky that, you know, they're well established, respected relationships. So, you know, it's a partnership, and this has always been our mission, to only and always be organic. And that's how we've managed to grow as a company, to really find these incredible producers who can generate the ingredients we need to make our delicious products.
Well, we'll talk about the stuff that I've been eating, but before we do
like
that,
I need to get you some more, guys.
Well, let's talk about that. If my listeners want to get some, obviously you can order from the website, and that is simply naturespath.com. And a great selection of things, but I think if I remember correctly, we're going to be in Walmart's, if not already soon.
Yes, we're in Walmart's, we're on Amazon, we're in Target, we're in Dillion's, we're in Whole Foods, we're in Sprouts, Kroger's. So lots of retailers carrying us, hopefully in your local market if your listeners want to try us.
Yeah, I found it a couple of places at Whole Foods and Nature's Way, health food store here.
Awesome. Good.
The whole organic thing, I don't know how old you are. You're obviously younger than me. You know, I think it's the way we used to grow food, and then we kind of got into more is better, and we can artificially fertilize the soil and spray for bugs and spray for weeds and spray for this and that and kill the soil. It has been a consistently growing movement, of which the Stevens have been a big part, from everything that I've read. Do you think there's ever a chance that we can be, there is no such thing as non-organic and organic, that everybody goes organic? Wouldn't that be great?
Well, that's definitely the Stevens vision, and that's our, you know, fervent hope and desire. And so much positivity could generate from that. Not just the food that you eat is healthier for you, but the soil itself is healthier. It's regenerating every time you farm organically. There's so many benefits to the planet. And it would probably have the biggest effect on climate change if everyone went to organic farming. Aaron Stevens grew up on a berry farm in British Columbia. His father was adamant that you always leave the soil better than you found it. You know, pesticides and fertilizers and toxic chemicals have really only been introduced since World War II on a wide-scale level as farming became industrialized. This really was the way we used to do things.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we just if everybody went back that way? I get it. You know, we feed the world in addition to feeding our, you know, the American continent from Canada south to South America. Breakfast foods and snacks is kind of the byline, but there's a couple different, what do we call it? I mean, talk about the kids' line of things.
Yes, I'd love to. So we have four main lines. We have Nature's Path, we have Love Crunch, and we have K-Pasta tortilla chips and Enviro Kids. Enviro Kids is really special to me. I have two boys, and they grew up eating Enviro Kids. And we have a lot of different flavors, and we always give back. So 1% of sales are donated to our animal partners. So it goes towards conservation efforts for gorillas, for chimpanzees, for koalas, for pandas. And as you mentioned at the beginning, we introduced a new cereal this year called Turtle Flash, which is going to turtle preservation.
I think that's cool. You know, we went in the not too distant past to most breakfast cereals were being loaded with sugar, you know, chocolate flavorings and things, and it kind of turned breakfast into dessert. And you can have that sweetness, and the crunchy maple is a good example of that. It's not tremendously high in sugar content, and everything it has is all natural and easy to eat and easy to digest. And it was so filling. Not only when I had it, okay, this is going to be a funny story, probably not worthy of sharing, but I got to. The first time I opened the box, poured a bowl, grabbed the milk out of the fridge, poured it in there, sat down and started eating. I went, wow, this stuff's really bitter.
No,
it wasn't the cereal. The milk was just 2 weeks out of date. It didn't have lumps in it. If it did, that might have cued me, but it was sour milk. It was terrible. But the cereal still made it. I ate the whole thing, and I didn't get sick from the milk.
Okay, always check the date.
Yeah, well, always. My wife gives me crap. She says, the date's just an advice. Okay. She says, did it have lumps? No, it didn't have lumps. Well, then you're fine.
Then you're fine, and you still like the cereal.
Oh, God. Well, then the next day I had it with real fresh milk. Oh, my goodness. And that's when I started rationing, and that's when let's talk about this. I'm jumping all over the place, but if you don't mind, I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Nature's Path,
okay.
Organic Sunrise Crunchy Maple, gluten-free. It says a delicious medley of corn, rice, quinoa, flax, buckwheat, and amaranth. And all I know is it's crunchy, and I can't think of a kid who wouldn't love this. Yet it's really kind of an adult cereal.
So good to hear. Well, I mean, you listed the ingredients, and I think the perception is from a lot of people that they'd say, ooh, it's going to be like cardboard. There's too much good stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
But our products taste so yummy.
Well, it was so fun. And then I'm a big fan of oatmeal, but I like to get whole oats and boil it and you know, that kind of thing. I've not been a big fan of little packets that you pour boiling water in. But
right.
I took one of the organic packages of oatmeal, dumped it in a bowl, put my aroma water heater, you know, iced tea or tea maker, boiling water, dumped it in there. And I thought, well, you know, I could eat it just plain, or I could put some, you know, some stevia or something in there, maybe a little honey. And then I got the brilliant idea of putting some of the crunchy maple in there. You know, you could add cinnamon. It's good plain, don't get me wrong. But, man, what a great combo. Talk about some of the snack items, because I didn't see those in our local stores. And so I've not tried any. Tell us about some of the snack items that are good, healthy, and organic.
Well, we, of course, believe that cereal and granola is a snack item and can be enjoyed anytime. And so when I'm hiking, I like to just, you know, take a little container with me on a hike, and that's what I munch on to keep me fueled. But we also have toaster pastries. We do have granola bars. And we're looking to sort of expand more into the additional snacking areas because they're honestly so snackable. And I defy you to stop eating a bag of Love Crunch dark chocolate red berries when you open one. it's a very snackable item.
Can't eat just one, it sounds like.
Correct.
Nifty. Can you stay with us through a quick break and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
All right, good. This is The Good Life. I am Guy Bauer. This is Saturday, and we're coming to you live from the KNSS Good Life Studio. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you had an enjoyable week. I hope you wash your hands, you're staying healthy, wear your mask, blah, 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 blah. God, what we'd be glad when this thing is gone. Yes, we will. We'll take a quick break. Don't be gone. Be right back with more food, wine, and fun for your ears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.